It may seem unlikely, but Guatemala and far northern Wisconsin might have something in common, at least according to Miriam Pishtun Monroy. Her indigenous community in that Central American country is fighting a proposed mine, this one to tap gold. Meanwhile, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe is trying to stop a proposed iron mine in the Pinoki Hills. She and an Ojibwe representative spoke in Milwaukee this week. Pishtun Monroy sat down with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz to talk about her community's experience and how she sees it connecting to what's happening in Wisconsin.
We begin by meeting her translator and one of the organizers of her American tour.
My name is Katherine Johnson. I'm the assistant director at the Guatemala Human Rights Commission, based in Washington, D.C. We do tours like this twice a year, bringing up Guatemalans to the United States to speak to audiences in different regions here. And this year we decided to focus on the Midwest and on Nevada and bring up Miriam.
Pishtun Monroy's home is about an hour outside of Guatemala City. Before her life became consumed by the proposed gold mine, she taught history and social sciences.
Y por los derechos de los pueblos indígenas.
So I've worked quite a bit to strengthen the identity of my people, specifically by working as a Mayan language teacher. I've also worked quite a bit in the topic of defending women's rights, and especially the rights of indigenous women.
Pishtun Monroy worked with women from a neighboring indigenous group opposed to a mine in their home region.
They had arrest orders against them. And this work allowed me to get to know what was really going on, and that the mining exploitation and the effect of the mining exploitation was very different than what the company and the government was selling to the people in the capital through large media outlets.
So 2.5 years ago, when a gold mining project was announced for land next to her home, Pishtun Monroy says she and others were ready to peacefully mobilize. She calls the mine a direct threat to her territory, and says the mine is slated to break ground at the convergence of three tectonic plates, underground areas prone to earthquakes.
In addition, because of the type of earth that we have, there's also a lot of minerals that are already in the earth. For example, and some of those are pollutants. So for example, there's arsenic in the earth. And there's a level of arsenic that the Ministry of Health said is 8 times higher than the World Health Organization permits. So we have a risk of earthquakes. We also have this risk of natural contamination from in the water. But there's also the risk from the chemicals that the company will use, that those could contaminate the water as well in the community.
Pishtun Monroy sees similarities in the risks she perceives for her people and those of Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe, if a proposed iron mine is permitted upstream from its reservation bordering Lake Superior.
Es de alguna forma irreversible para el medio ambiente y la gente.
So one of the things that I see that's really similar is the impact that this type of project will have, that it will have an irreversible impact on the environment and on the people. The other similarity that I see is the level of corruption that there are in both governments, and the level of corruption and impunity. And in addition to this, there's the pact that is formed between public functionaries and private companies. The other similarity is the level of impact that this has on the people, that it has such a large impact that it leads people to speak out against these types of projects because of the impact on the life of those that will live close by, but also on other people as well. And the fact that often people really aren't informed of the impacts of these projects.
Pishtun Monroy believes both her own people and the Lake Superior tribe share a common core value.
So it's really important to understand these companies who are exploiting on a large scale that don't take into account the people and their values and the value that they place on life. We will never value money more than life, and that they must know that if they're going to exploit these resources in our territory, that the people will never be in agreement with them because we understand that our life is at risk.
Pishtun Monroy says back at home, lives have already been lost since the time 2.5 years ago that her group, called La Puya, set up camp outside the proposed gold mine.
La Puya was started on the 2nd of March in 2012 when we installed ourselves in the entrance to the mine. So we managed to stop the mine for a little bit longer than 2 years in which it wasn't able to operate, until May of 2014 when there was brutal repression brought against the movement. There was also the shooting of Yolanda Okeli in May of 2012, where she almost lost her life. She survived, and she's continued in the resistance movement, even though she still carries the bullet in her back.
Translator Catherine Johnson explains that unlike Native Americans, the indigenous people of Guatemala do not hold territory or sovereign rights.
Though they have internationally recognized rights, just like indigenous groups here in the United States do, they don't have any sovereign territory.
Miriam Pishtun Monroy admits at times she fears for her life. But her group is determined to keep up its resistance.
Y esperar que la empresa se pueda ir.
So I want to tell you about something that a woman told me on the day of the repression in my community as we faced off against the police. She said, if we face off against the police, we could die. However, we know that if we don't face off against the police that we'll and the mine comes in, we know that we'll definitely die. It'll just be more slowly. Therefore, it's important that we stay here with the hope that maybe we can make the mine leave.
After leaving Milwaukee this week, the two women were heading to Reno, Nevada. It is home to the company that plans to mine gold in Pishtun Monroy's home. She hopes talking with residents there and staging a rally might shift the company's resolve.
I just want to extend an invitation to all of the people here, an invitation to lose your fear, to understand that because when we lose our fear, we will be able to see that we have rights, especially rights to a dignified life. And it's important to lose this fear in order to live this dignified life. And so I invite all of you to join us in this struggle, whether here or in Guatemala, and to understand that today we have the opportunity to do something to make a difference.
For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Miriam Pishtun Monroy is a Guatemalan activist working against development of a gold mine there. She spoke to WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz through her translator, Catherine Johnson.